Blog Talk Radio.
Seven scratches in that record. Each scratch represents 8,000 Americans who died in World War II. That's on vinyl. That's made by the original cast of World War II, who Obama dissed this week, who spit on their graves. The traitor, our first traitor president. So that's back to 1944. Now I'm going to give you what the troops in Afghanistan are listening to and their version of the Star Spangled Banner.
Can you see
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. It's a book of hints for President Trump on if he runs out of things to do. I have a few more ideas. Yes. Chapter one is drugs suck. That's going to be our biggest casualty count in this war to stop the takeover of the United States. In 2014, 10,000 Americans, young Americans, died from heroin. 10,000. We only lost, not only, but we had a tremendous loss in Iraq of 4,700. But it doesn't compare to the 10,000 who didn't have to die, who died because they wanted to play scientist with their hearts and their bodies. Now, the casualty count that is completely hidden from you is our casualty count in Afghanistan. When I looked at it last, which was a couple of years ago, it was 2,400. And the Obamanistas very cleverly put an end to NBC's reporting of Bush's casualties, where they would announce the name, the town, and then they would send 20 cameramen to get a picture of the mother and stick mics in her face and say, how does it feel now that your son died under George Bush? But when Obama started to kill Americans, it was a different story. They immediately put a blanket over the communist media, and not one casualty was reported. And how clever they are. You know what they did? They classified them as NATO troops. They wouldn't even give them the courtesy of calling them dead Americans. NATO troops they were. Everybody thinks they're buried in Holland. And that's how clever Obama is in destroying this country. And my title for my show tonight is, I Can't Believe We Elected a Traitor. And that's what he is. And I heard Savage today calling him a Benedict Arnold. He's no Benedict Arnold. Benedict Arnold was a general, and he won a few battles and took a few bullets while he was an American before he sold out to the Brits. And he regretted it every living day after he did it. And when he died, he asked to be buried in his American uniform. So, Benedict Arnold repented. This president has no remorse and doesn't even dwell for one second on the Americans that he kills, especially the ones in Benghazi. Now, this is a little speculation, but I'll pass it on to you. Hillary's not looking too good in the polls. Hillary may go down the tubes. Hillary may be indicted. Hillary may go to jail. I can see Bill now waving goodbye, wiping the tears from his eyes as he climbs into the Playboy limo. They'll probably, NBC will get Hillary a good deal in prison. They'll probably give her a show, you know, like a culinary show, Cooking with Hillary at Fort Leavenworth. Yes. And O.J. will do the fillets, and El Chapo will do the vegetables. We're in trouble, man. But if that happens, they're going to kill Hillary. Politically, they will destroy her. I think they were already doing it. Obama is giving Hillary the business. Now, the question is, if Obama does Hillary in while trying not to look like he has any blood on his hands, and will Hillary know it for what it is, and will she tell the country where Obama was the night they left four Americans to die in Benghazi? Actually, they left 34. The four rescued the 30, and the four paid the ultimate price, or two of the four rescued the 30. Yeah, there's a lot of dirty deals. Did you know that the Turkish ambassador had met with Ambassador Stevens at 4 o'clock that day? And he was the last one to see Stevens alive. And the Turkish ambassador, knowing that the entire compound was surrounded by Al-Qaeda, was given a pass through the lines. Did you know that? So the Turkish ambassador knew they were dead. Well, you live and learn, but the fact, the sad part is you learn too late, and then the answer comes back, there's nothing we can do about it. It's water under the bridge. Yeah, maybe should be a barrel over Niagara Falls. Anyway, so Bush lost 4,700 in Iraq, and everybody said we didn't have to go to Iraq. If you see the pictures I put up tonight, you'll see a picture of a burning World Trade Center and Saddam Hussein standing next to it, smoking a cigar with a big smile on his face. And he's as tall as the World Trade Center. And I say, we had to go to Iraq because we had to take Saddam out of the picture. And nobody could guarantee the fact that there were no weapons of mass destruction. All intelligence pointed to Saddam having nukes and terrible gases. And the only inspector that we could trust was the UN inspector who said there was no nukes. Do you know what his name was? His name was Mohammed Baradei. He was the nuclear inspector that said there are no nukes, there are no nukes in Iraq, as he helped move them over to Syria. I used to say that all of the weapons of mass destruction are now in Damascus at the corner of Kennedy and Kerry Boulevard. Really sad. So, George Bush lost 461 Americans in Afghanistan, and we know the names and towns and ranks and pictures of everyone thanks to the communist media. But we only know what we learn by accident when Obama loses like 30 guys in a CH-47 that were killed in an ambush and a setup. You don't just fly 30 SEALs out of a base in Pakistan or Afghanistan and that go unnoticed by Taliban intelligence. You just don't do it. They were betrayed. Seven Afghanis were taken off the helicopter at the last minute and seven were put on. They say there was no black box in the helicopter, so I don't know. But they said they were looking for it and they couldn't find it. So either they didn't know there was no black box or they were lying anyway. And then they had all the bodies cremated. Yeah. When the bodies are cremated, did the bullets fall out? Were they shot in the chopper? Somebody, was there a bomber on board? We don't know because everything is cover up USA. That's what we are today, cover up a USA. So, Obama lost 2,400 Americans in Afghanistan. Bush lost 461, and we know about them. But you don't know about the ones that Obama classified, the Americans that Obama classified, the Americans that he hates. The ones when the Americans, like the vets he locked out of an open-air memorial. Guys that are on their last days, they wanted to pay their respects, and Obama wouldn't let them in. Obama is the most spiteful, hateful, anti-American you will ever learn about too late. So, Obama lost 2,400 Americans in Afghanistan, and he covered it up by classifying them as NATO troops to be identified later. And that's how he covers up. That's how Hillary covers up. Where are the photos of the mission observers? Like when we watched Osama bin Laden get taken out by Princely O'Neill Where are the photos? In the, what do they call that room? The secret room? Yeah. Watching these four guys die. Where are those photos? I'm going to tell you another cover-up story. It's going to make you sick. Should I do a tune first? We'll do... let's see. I got to give you something good. This is Memorial Day, right? I got one called Along Came Trump. Or 4 minutes of praying. You don't want to pray for 4 minutes, do you? I got to do this guy. This guy was America all the way. 10 times better than Bruce Springsteen, who sang an anti-American song and everybody thought it was a patriotic tune. Sent to Nam to kill the yellow man, born in the USA. Bruce Springsteen is a communist. He's a Grey Poupon communist. Communists with money are known as Grey Poupon communists. I'm cutting that short because the guy I wanted to play, who is 10 times greater than the boss in New Jersey, the boss in communist New Jersey, Roy Orbison.
I feel so bad, I've got a worried mind. I'm so lonesome all the time. Since I left my baby behind on Blue Bayou. Saving nickels, saving dimes, working till the sun don't shine. Looking forward to happier times on Blue Bayou. I'm going back someday, come what may, to Blue Bayou. Where you sleep all day and the catfish play on Blue Bayou. All a fishing boat with its sails afloat. If I could only see that familiar sunrise through sleepy eyes, how happy I'd be. Oh, to see my baby again, and to be with some of my friends. Maybe I'd be happy then on Blue Bayou. I'm going back someday, gonna stay on Blue Bayou. Where the folks are fine and the world is mine on Blue Bayou. All that girl of mine by my side, still the moon and the evening tide. Oh, some sweet day gonna take away this hurting inside. I'll never be blue, my dreams come true. On Blue Bayou.
Okay, we're back. Let's see what we're going to do. I'm laughing because a couple of windows opened up and I can't close them, and I can't see what's behind the screen. And this is typical Murphy's Law in action. Let me see if I can kill this. Nobody's letting me do anything. Here we go. All right. So the title tonight of the show is Can't Believe We Elected a Traitor. He's no good. He's never been good. On his first day in office, he went to Germany and apologized for winning World War II. And now, with 6 months left of rat time, he went to Japan and apologized for World War II. He bypassed the boys at Pearl Harbor. He is never, never. He is not an American. He is not an American. I could take a guy off the boat tomorrow that hates this country, that has come here to blow it up, and I could make a better American out of him than I can this president. It's unbelievable. The anti-American, un-American. So, today is the Memorial Day weekend. And I just wanted to remind all good Americans out there, the mainstream Americans, not the right-wingers, the mainstream Americans, because to me there's no such thing as a right-winger. As a matter of fact, we're finding out that there are conservatives that are really rhinos. I'll mention them, I think, in this article that I'm going to read you right now. They had no Memorial Day sales on Tarawa, Iwo Jima, Fallujah, Chosin Reservoir, the World Trade Center, where 200 pro-life mothers died with their pro-life babies, and the babies are not considered human beings, so they weren't listed with them on the memorial wall, which is an outrage. And it goes to show you how far we've fallen. We have fallen, and how brainwashed we are. We are dupes. So, the Memorial Day sales on Tarawa, Iwo Jima, and World Trade Center were all canceled. Yes, my friends, there were no Memorial Day sales at Pearl Harbor, Valley Forge, Gettysburg, Saigon, Chu Lai, the Ardennes, Bataan, and add the location where your brother or sister died. There was no one carrying a big TV in the filled by the Democrat Party rice paddies of Nam. Democrats get you into war while preaching peace, then leave you to die from Nam to Benghazi. And never forget, 911 was started under Clinton in 1993. One of the first casualties of the Clinton years was a guard in a Manhattan prison named Louis Pepe. He was walking two Al-Qaeda bad Muslims back to their cell. Not one, but two. So you can see how lax the security was back in 93. Now you got people in the airport for 2 hours. They gotta wash their feet before they can take their shoes off. And you know what? Wait till you see that at Burger King. Wait till you see you gotta take your shoes off to get into Burger King. All you need is one round of terrorism in this country, and everybody is hunkering down. You'll be buying Kevlar for the baby carriage. Not one, but two Muslims he escorted back to his cell, their cell. And Louis was unarmed, but Al-Qaeda wasn't. You got to Google this guy's story. It'll break your heart. Google Louis Pepe, P-E-P-E. It will break your heart. Al-Qaeda made a spike out of a hairbrush, and they drove it into Louis's eye, 3 inches into his brain. And as he was laying on the ground, they took his blood and they made the sign of the cross on his chest. Louis survived, but he has seizures and is partially blind. The communist press had covered it up as usual. Everybody's media brainwashed. Whatever media you're watching, you're being brainwashed. When the two Al-Qaeda were brought to trial for attempted murder, they watered down the charges. Louis asked to testify. A communist woman judge ordered Louis to be removed from the court and silenced. The two Al-Qaeda were represented by a communist woman lawyer. She was later caught smuggling in messages for Al-Qaeda. The communist media covered that up too. Remember, The media is brainwashing you every hour of the day. And you know what? In the proof of the pudding, you're self-censoring yourself. Ask yourself, am I self-censoring myself? Am I afraid to say certain things that I feel in my heart? Communist media covered up that too. You can see Louis in this show opening. I don't know if you'll see it. I put up a lot of pictures tonight. He's the last picture on the show. Usually some of the last pictures don't get taped. But he's got a scar that runs up the side of his head because they had to open it up to do a brain operation. And he's got a socket where his eye used to be. And the sad part about it is Louis was a real strong guy and he was hefty. And he was taking care of aged parents. Now, if his parents are still alive, they're taking care of Louis. So, he used to be heavy and he used to be strong. And he was taking care of his elderly parents. And now I think he's got a sister that takes care of him. Did I tell you that the prison video of the attack disappeared? We're living in a cover-up country, and we're working for a cover-up government. And the smaller the government, the safer the people. Our government is too big. It needs a haircut. It needs a mohawk. We are living in a cover-up country with a cover-up government. The Al-Qaeda in New York prison were there for the first 9/11 attack. This generation may be the first generation to suffer a nuclear strike. Since the days of bows and arrows, the more sophisticated the weaponry became, it was given priority in warfare. Nukes are no different. And all the politicians have pre-written speeches covering mass graves. I got to tell you, folks, you got a golden opportunity and a last chance to clean house. You got Trump going in, he wants to do the right thing. You cannot let him go in there without the tools to do the job. You can't send back to office politicians who will stab him in the back and follow the party line. If you want to be independent, now's your time. Do not reelect any politician that can hurt Trump. And I got to tell you, if it was up to me, one term per termite, I don't care how good he is, you get one term in office and you get the hell out. And you get no bennies. Consider it a tour of duty. And nukes are no different. And all the politicians have pre-written speeches covering mass graves and why we could not stop the inevitable. While we stop watching for nukes, we are all watching Kim Kardashian's trailer get bigger. And who is at the ladies' room toilet standing up? Somebody made a comment. JFK put a man on the moon. And Obama bin Laden put a man in the ladies' room. So while you're getting a buy on a Coach bag, pause a minute and remember the 16-year-old who died at Normandy Beach and the little 13-year-old drummer boy on the Confederate side who died not owning slaves at Shiloh. 94% of Confederates did not own slaves. That's been communist brainwashing since the 60s. You've come to hate the Confederate, the South, the Confederates, and the flag they fought under. Yet, 94% of them didn't own slaves. They were lucky. Some of them were lucky if they had shoes. Most of them were sharecroppers, which means they tilled the soil that they didn't own. Wake up. Stop being brainwashed by the communists and learn to say the word communist. Everybody's afraid to say it because you've been brainwashed already. That's been taken out of your repertoire. And now you say things like liberal and progressive. They're communists, man. They're communists. You got a country to save. And Trump is the answer. Viva el Trumbo. I'm going to play you a tune. It's about rebels in another land who rose up against their enslavers, and they failed in their revolution, and they were slaves for 500 years. The name of the tune is called The Bull of Ogue. It's an Irish tune, and it's about the west of Ireland. And a priest that led people, first he told them, let's be peaceful and pacifist, and we'll work it out with the Brits. And he told them to turn in their guns, like Hillary Clinton tells us, and Obama tells us, turn in your guns. Anybody that wants your gun intends to kill you. So they turned in their weapons, and the Brits turned on them and gunned them all down and cut them to pieces. So this priest then turned rebel warrior, and he led what was left of his people against the British. And they won a few battles, but the last battle they fought, they lost. And you'll hear the guy sing that his men fought back to back, and they took Father Murphy, and they placed his body on the rack. Actually, they didn't. They put him in a barrel, and they poured tar on his head, and they set his head on fire. The conquerors are very cruel. They're not too civil, and you never want to be at the hands of Al-Qaeda or the Taliban. And you don't want to be an 8-year-old girl getting traded for 10 cigarettes.
At the Bull of Ogue, as the sun was setting o'er the bright May meadows of Shemmelee, a rebel hand set the heather blazing and brought the neighbors from far. Father Murphy of old Kilcornock spurred up the rock with a warning cry. Arm, arm, he cried, for I've come to lead you for Ireland's freedom to fight or die. Led us on against the coming soldiers and the cowardly old men we pulled to flight. Was that the harrow the boys of Wentford showed Bookie's regiment how men could fight? Look out for hirelings, King George of England, search every kingdom where breeze is laid, for Father Murphy of County Wexford sweeps o'er the land like a mighty wave. We took Camolin
King George of England, where breeds a slave. That's the same King George that George Washington faced. That's the same King George. Yos and Hessians. The Hessians are the same Hessians that George Washington faced when he crossed the Delaware. They talk about they lost their priest, and they lost the Battle of Vinegar Hill. Now, just to show you how small the world it is, 137th Street and Amsterdam Avenue in New York was known as Vinegar Hill when the Irish lived there. So they had named that same neighborhood in remembrance of Vinegar Hill. Small world, right? You never want to be a slave. And it takes a lot of veterans to make sure you never become one. This is another Irish tune, but I'm dedicating it to American troops because the song has a lot in common with us.
We'll sing a song, a soldier song, with cheering, rousing chorus as round our blade.
Yeah.
and dedicate that to all soldiers who are God and country boys. Okay, you hear a lot of talk about slavery. The communists will have you believe slavery is an American thing. Nobody else ever had slaves. You tell that to the people of the Bible. You tell that to Moses and his people. Slavery goes back as long as man has been able to conquer man. So, when you hear these people playing the slave card and trying to make Americans feel guilty about slavery, most Americans today are one or two generations, three generations here, and many of them, the majority of them never owned slaves, never beat slaves, never raped the slaves. And I often ask the question, if cotton only grew in New York, what would the outcome have been? Would have been if cotton only grew in New York. Yeah, what do you think it would be? But anyway, let's see what we got here. There's a school down south for 70 years has been running their graduation ceremony singing the Lord's Prayer. And one communist got in there and filed a complaint. And they did away with the Lord's, they banned the Lord's Prayer. Another communist got to a memorial site with 70 crosses and said not all of the people that died were Christian and wanted all the crosses removed. And I think the town threatened to lynch the mayor and they put the crosses back up. And the school that was denied after 70 years of opening their ceremony, graduation ceremony, with the Lord's Prayer, they sang it anyway. So we're going to play it in their memory tonight. We're going to do the Lord's Prayer. And I got to tell you a little story. I was watching TV one day, and I'm watching PBS, which to me is a left-wing, another media brainwashing tool. But they were covering a business meeting in Dubai. In the audience was all Emiratis, all Arabs, about 200 of them. And there was a couple of people on the dais. And the woman who was the moderator was American. And this woman got up and opened up the introduction. And she was wearing a hijab, and she said, and she was dressed in a business suit. She looked very, very pretty and very elegant. And she said, I'd like to open, she said to 200 Muslims, I'd like to open with a prayer. So what prayer do you think she opened with? To 200 Muslim businessmen. She opened with the Our Father. Now, if you just say the words of the Our Father to yourself, you will see it's non-denominational. And not one Arab made a face. Not one Arab made a protest. They listened to her invocation. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Everybody believes God's in heaven. Everybody believes his name is sacred except Hollywood. Thy kingdom come. Everybody believes he has a kingdom, and it is going to, and everybody's going to get to go there, either to stand trial or to be there. Thy will be done. In Arabic, it's inshallah, God willing. On earth as it is in heaven, give us this day our daily bread. Who doesn't want bread? How can you live without bread? And forgive us our trespasses. We got to atone for our sins. As we forgive others, Jesus says you got to take care of everybody. Of course, there are people that will never forgive anything. But anyway, as we forgive others, and lead us not into temptation, if you're in temptation, if you're sitting around and all your friends are doing cocaine, you've been led into temptation. If you don't get out and run home, you're going to become a victim. And deliver us from evil, and evil is everywhere. Evil goes to parties. And for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. You know the rest. Okay. So, having said that, I'll give you the Lord's Prayer. We're going to dedicate this to the 4,700 babies that will be butchered tomorrow in Democrat chop shops. We're going to dedicate this to the 22 GIs who are going to take their lives today. Fellas, don't do it. Tomorrow is going to be a beautiful day. Birds are singing. Postpone your demise. You've already paid a terrible price. God doesn't want to see you yet. He's got plans for you. Put yourself in his hands. You can't go wrong. This tune is for the 22 who are contemplating checking out.
Yeah, we're rolling.
Okay.
Quiet, boys.
Just you know why. Why you and I will by and by know true love. Sometimes you sigh, sometimes you cry, and you know why. Just you and I know true love.
Let me your Cadillac.
my favorite Marine Corps hymn. I usually start it off by saying, "Bugler, sound boots and saddles," and then he does that. I got a flashback playing a Marine Corps hymn, and that's by the Marine Corps band. And right next to it, coming up, is the topic, the tune of my topic. And many years ago, Douglas MacArthur, General MacArthur's wife, was given a tribute, and a Salvation Army band played at a reception for her. And her favorite tune was Dixie. So in honor of General MacArthur's wife, the Salvation Army band started to play a Dixie. And the communist politicians jumped up, and they threatened the band. And they put on a little grandstand communist play. They call that a stunt. That's one of the communist tactics. They'll put a guy in a Tea Party t-shirt to say the N-word, and they'll say, look, the Tea Party is anti-black. So, in honor of General MacArthur and his wife, and the Salvation Army, there's nobody greater than the Salvation Army. When it comes to works of charity, nobody can match the Salvation Army. The head of the Red Cross makes $850,000 a year. The head of the Salvation Army makes $24,000 a year. You ask any World War II vet who treated them the best on the front lines, and they will tell you it was not the Red Cross. The Red Cross used to charge them for coffee and donuts, and the Salvation Army gave them free. And one guy complained when he was at a Red Cross station, and he goes, you know, the Salvation Army gives these free. And the person that was serving the coffee and donuts from the Red Cross said to him, you won't need this money where you're going. How's that? You remember 911? 911, the Red Cross decided to siphon off the funds that were being raised for the victims. And O'Reilly stepped in, and he raised holy hell, and they had to back off. Okay, so the tune Dixie is not liked, and the rebel flag is not liked, and communist Hollywood has been attacking the Southland for over 50 years and created the illusion that all Southerners marry their sisters, and they all have no teeth, and they're uneducated. The Southland is part of the great USA, and they are our brothers, and they died in World War II as Americans, and they died in World War I as Americans, and tomorrow they will die as Americans. So the cowards who will never serve this country make fun of them. Their comedians mock them, but they're our brothers. And outnumbered 4-1, 11 southern states decided they didn't like the way things were being run. Just like today, there's more than 11 states that don't like the way things are being run. Okay, and that's not just a whistling Dixie. And speaking of Dixie, you should know it was written in a New York hotel by an Irishman. So here we are closing our show tonight with a tribute to the great Southland, the brave and valiant Southland. And God keep us all safe. And here's Dixie. Obama has no roots, not American roots. He's got un-American roots. He doesn't like the American flag. He says that it annoys people who've been trampled by it for good cause. And he doesn't like the Star Spangled Banner. You see that famous picture of him on a platform with Hillary and with Richardson, that used to be the governor of New Mexico. Is it Bill Richardson? Do you know he was the Secretary of Energy? When he was Secretary of Energy, do you know how much oil we had in the reserves? We were three quarters full. And guess how much oil was when he was Secretary of Energy in 1998? In November of 1998. How much you think? $10 a barrel. I know, because I was in Abu Dhabi when all the sheikhs and kings and emirs and sultans, I came in to fix the prices because $10 a barrel was too low. I was there, and we were at $10 a barrel. We couldn't even fill the strategic oil reserves. How's that? I used to joke that Richardson, his car was four quarts low. Yeah, Trump is going to make a big difference. And you might as well open up a bank account, because you're going to be putting money in it. Everybody's going to make a buck. And if you don't make a buck, it's your own fault. And if you're waiting for welfare, there may be no welfare. You may have working welfare. Anyway, yeah, you know what? You'll have to show up to get your check, and they'll give you a job like painting crosses on UCLA, ACLU buildings. So, having said that, I just wanted to tell you about that, the price of oil. And now you see it sneaking up there. And fracking is the way, baby. And anybody that says it's a violation of the communist code of global warming, you tell them to go frack themselves. So, I'm going to play the new national anthem. Wait, come on, it just snuck away from me. Here we go. This is Donald Trump is coming to town. He's making a list. He's checking it twice. He's going to find out who's stealing the rice. And this is going to be the Trump national anthem.
Rolling along.
Okay. So I guess we're going to... I was looking. I got one tune that's sung by American Indian veterans. And you see they're going after the Redskins. They've been going... The communists been going after the Redskins. And they finally got somebody that's an Indian to take some money. And... But 90% of the American Indians don't care. And I watched the Redskin game, and sitting in the front row was the president of the Navajo Nation, and he was wearing a Redskin cap. So it's all created BS, cagada de toro. It's all created by communists to keep your eye off their prize. It's not the rebel flag they want to take down. They want to take down the American flag. And then they want to take down the crosses. And they want to put up Shaitan. That's who they are. They're devil worshippers. They're evil. Okay, we're going to finally close. And now I'm going to close with a Civil War tune called The Faded Coat of Blue. For all of the men and women who died during the Civil War on both sides, I totally respect the Confederacy. I totally respect every rebel that stood for what he believed in. Only 6% of the Confederates owned slaves. Only 6%, and 3% of the 6 owned the majority. And in New Orleans, the third largest slave owner was a free slave, and he was the cruelest. So when you start researching slavery, you got to go all the way back to the pharaohs. You got to go to the Romans. Anybody who opposed the Roman became a slave. Slavery's been around a long time, and slavery was only abolished in Saudi Arabia in 1992. And they still have slavery there. And this country has more slaves today than ever before. They're drug slaves. I just got to say one more thing. Andrea Tanteros, she is a Greek goddess, and she is the goddess of freedom, and she got shortchanged over at Fix News. And you know how magnificent she is? She never whined, she never cried, she never accused anybody. She didn't go storming out. She's a first-class lady, and Fix News is giving us Megyn Whoopi Kelly. What a letdown. I gotta do it again. Oh, there was one I had for you tonight, and I didn't upload it. But you'll get a kick out of it. The next show, I'll run it for you. I wanted to give a shout-out to Mark Levin. Mark, you got to go and see the movie Frozen. And listen to the tune Let It Go. Let it go, Mark. Let it go, baby. Get your customers back. You're turning everybody off. I know you're a great conservative, and I know that you'll go down with the ship. But you know what? It's not Titanic time. Okay? We gotta raise the ship up that's been sunk. And we need your help, Mark. You gotta come in. You gotta come in for the kill. And don't worry about Trump. Worry about all those so-called conservatives, those 47 names that you read tonight. Worry about those rats, those Pharisees who are going to betray the people of the United States. Let's take them out, Mark. Let us build a conservative, backbone for the country. Okay, just word to the wise. Let it go, Mark. Let it go.
My brave lad sleeps in his faded coat of blue. In a lonely grave unknown lies the heart that beats so true. He sang faint and hungry among the famished brave, and they laid him sad and lonely in his nameless grave. No more the bugle calls the weary one. Rest, noble spirit, in thy grave unknown. I'll find you and know you among the good and true. When a robe of white is given for the faded coat of blue. Cried, give me water and just a little crumb, and my mother, she will bless you through all the years to come. Oh, tell my sweet sister, so gentle, good and true, that I'll meet her up in heaven in my faded of blue. No more the bugle calls the weary one. Rest, noble spirit, in thy grave unknown. I'll find you and know you among the good and true. When a robe of white is given for a faded coat of blue. Yet my heart with startling beat, with each footfall at my door, I gaze on the hill where he waved a last adieu. But no gallant lad I see in his faded coat of blue. No more the bugle in thy grave unknown. I'll find you and know you among the good and true. When a robe of white
Gargantuan explosion. Oh my God, I don't believe it. The northeast corner has exploded in the most incredible explosion. Flames are flying out of the building. They're 5-10 stories high now. Black billowing smoke. The building corner, the whole entire corner is gone.
Both World Trade Center buildings in New York City right now, heaps of rubble. At 9 o'clock this morning, a plane crashed into one of the towers of the World Trade Center in Lower Manhattan.
I heard the noise. I was in my office, and I heard the guy screaming. So I ran out, and everybody was saying, oh, my God, and they're in tears. They're crying. Everybody's upset.
I was just trying to make phone calls. I looked up, and I heard an explosion, and then I saw everybody in the street react first. People crying, people on the ground, everybody lying down. And then I looked up, and I saw this huge plume of smoke, and the tower just crumbling. And it just turned into a huge plume of smoke, and next thing you know, there's smoke in one tower.
Shortly after 9 o'clock, a second plane crashed into the second tower.
Oh, my God. I heard a noise coming in incredibly low. And then I was standing here looking out the window, and I knew it was going to crash, and something was going to hit the building. I dove away from the window because I thought the explosion was going to implode the windows, and I'd be shattered with glass flying out. As soon as it hit, I came back, and there was a ball of flame.
I'm still shaking. I saw it hit the tower and flame everywhere.
Then minutes later, President Bush in Sarasota, Florida, called those crashes an apparent terrorist attack and a national tragedy.
Today, we've had a national tragedy. Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country. Terrorism against our nation will not stand. May God bless the victims, their families, and America.
Then an aircraft crashes near the Pentagon just outside of Washington, D.C. in Northern Virginia about an hour after those attacks in New York.
I was looking out our 12th floor windows at 1600 Wilson Boulevard in Roslyn, Virginia, and I watched this. It looked like a commuter plane, two-engine, come down from the south, real low, proceed right on and crash right into the Pentagon.
Then shortly after 10 o'clock this morning, one World Trade Center tower in New York collapsed.
Lots of smoke, and then the next thing I heard is an explosion, and the building from the top, the south building, just crumbled.
Just after 10:30 this morning, the other World Trade Center tower collapsed.
We were standing there looking up at flames coming out of the building and smoke billowing out of the building and police and FBI everywhere, and suddenly we heard a rumble and the sky was full of smoke. Everybody ran, crowds of people running through, shouting out to each other not to fall into the subway entrances.
So it's just truly amazing, because yesterday afternoon we were sitting in the World Trade Plaza Center having lunch, and so now those two buildings are completely destroyed.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn?
Itself was attacked this morning by a faceless coward, and freedom will be defended. Make no mistake, the United States will hunt down and punish those responsible for these cowardly acts. We will do whatever is necessary to protect America.
I'll give you one more tune. This is when Donald Trump goes into Congress and he reads them his first presidential message.
There may be trouble ahead, but while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Before the fiddlers have fled, before they ask us to pay the bill, and while we still have the chance, let's face the music and dance. Soon we'll be without the moon, humming a different tune, and then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Let's face the music and dance. The moon humming a different tune, and then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Let's face the music and dance.
You didn't do it. You didn't do it. Okay. I got to start all over again. Do you know how people call into talk show hosts and they won't shut up? And the talk show host is trying to be polite. Some of them are not too polite, like Mike Savage. He says things about their mother. But some of them, you know, they're really nice, you know. Guys like Lou Dobbs, he's a sweetheart, you know. But I always said they should have an alternative escape route for crazy callers. And I used to do one where we're going to switch you now to Mukti Bar in the complaint room. And Mukti Bar speaks no English. Hello, this Mukti Bar. Now we got a new one. We got Joe in shipping. Okay, this is, you know what this sounds like? This sounds, I got to switch you to Joe in shipping. Hello, this is Joe in shipping. I'm wrapping the packages and the tape is sticking to my fingers. And now it's on my elbow. It's coming up my arm. It's covering my body. Help, send somebody to shipping. Please, please. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. If you get the book, you'll be part of the Trump Revolution. We have more solutions for the pollution in Congress. Yes, everybody's getting fired, and Trump is coming, and he's making a list, and he's checking it twice. He's going to find out who's stealing the rice. Donald Trump is coming to town. Everybody sing.
That's our show for tonight, folks. God keep you safe.